Okay, so the question that we're going to discuss tonight is voice command. So we have the option of, you know, we have home devices, and you could say, you know, hey Google, turn on the lights, or Alexa, turn on the lights. Does that have the same status as going over to the switch and flipping the switch? So I'm going to discuss it from the perspective of kind of a steer between two different sugyas, and we'll see where we head from here. So the first sugya appears in Bava Metzia. The Gemara here is talking about somebody who uses his voice to control an animal. And both of them talk about controlling an animal with one's voice. So there is a prohibition against lo sachsam shur v'disha. You can't muzzle an animal while it's working. So what if you don't muzzle the animal, but you yell at it as it's about to eat? So chasma b'kol, and there's another prohibition against leading an animal, with kelayim, meaning to lead two animals together. So chasma b'kol v'nhiga b'kol. So what if you use your voice to lead the animal or to stop the animal from doing this, from eating? So Rav Yochanan Amar Chayev. So you violate the prohibition. And you use your voice to cause the animal to do something, you violate the prohibition. Using your mouth is considered an action. Your voice is not considered an action. Okay, so it's a lower level. And we follow Rav Yochanan, that it isn't considered an action. So Tosa says, wait a second. Like, we know, like, this seems to be like an outlier. Meaning, like, when you learn Gemara, you always know, like, using your voice, like, that's called lav shein b'maisa. You know, whenever you get to, like, any sugya about lav shein b'maisa, what's a classic example of lav shein b'maisa? Talking. Talking is lav shein b'maisa. So Tosa says, no, lav shein b'maisa is when you talk, and because you're talking, nothing happens. So you take a shvua, right? So you say something, and that's it. You said something, and that's it. But here, you spoke, and because you spoke, the animal did something. So an action happened through your voice, just the action happened because of your voice. So that's different. Meaning, if all you did was speak, so fine. That's what's called lav shein b'maisa. But when you spoke, and because of your voice, something came about as a result, so that's called lav sheyesh b'maisa, according to Rav Yochanan, and therefore you would get malchus. Now, also, keep in mind the juxtaposition of lo sasam shur b'disho and v'tziko tzitzak v'shur sarasha. So lo sasam shur b'disho is the paradigmatic example of what you get malchus for. So we use that as like our paradigm. So if you get malchus for this, you get malchus for everything similar to that. So okay, good. Now, a few years ago, somebody came over to me and he said, Rabbi, I have the greatest idea. I know a way I can train dogs to do all sorts of things for you on Shabbos. And then we can solve all these different issues. Like, we can tell the dog to turn on the lights, to do this, to do that. I'm like, okay. I guess he makes a shorter kiddush. Because some people have the long kiddush where it says, Lo sa'asa kamalacha ata b'amtecha, etc. Right, well, you can't have your animal do malacha on Shabbos. That's in the Torah. Now, to be fair, the Gemara already says, well, what does that mean? So Rami Bar Chama says, well, that's exactly what it means. You can't, not only can't your animal do malacha, so you can't ask your animal to do malacha for you. And if you do ask your animal, hamachamer achar behemto b'Shabbos, you ask your animal, meaning you kind of scream at your animal, you get him to do malacha, So b'shogeg chayv chatas, if you did it by accident, meaning you didn't realize it was Shabbos, or you didn't realize that was a problem, so you bring a korban, and b'mezid chayv skila. That's pretty serious, okay? And Rava says, according to his opinion, you know, based on the pasuk, and Rava says, no, we don't go that far. Shtei tshuvas b'davar, if you skip down a few lines.
So
Ada Avid Maase Begufe. You can't get put to death unless you do an action with your body. Okay? So that's Rava's teretz. Meaning Mechamer, you do not get put to death for Mechamer. Meaning you tell your animal to turn on the lights for you on Shabbos. You do not get put to death because you didn't do an action with your body. Okay? So Mechamer is not good. Meaning you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. It's a lav. It's an Isser Deoraisa. But you don't get put to death. Okay? And you don't bring a korban if you did it by accident. Okay? So Rabbi Kiva Eger in source 5 asks, well, wait a second. You know, the Gemara in source 1 seems to say that like it's like as if you're doing it yourself, meaning you told the animal not to eat the grass, and now you're Chayav Malkus. And here you told the animal to turn on the lights, and that's not called the Maisa Begufe. So what's the difference? So the Afikayam, which was Rabbi Yechiel Rabinowitz, has two teruts into this. So he says, what would be if there was no lav of Mechamer? Meaning, what if the Torah didn't talk about... Let's say there was no pasuk in the Torah, lo tasak ha-malacha. Meaning, let's say we didn't have that pasuk in the Torah. We just had the Gemara in Source 1 to go with. And you asked your animal to turn on the lights for you. Okay, so the Torah never discussed lo tasak ha-malacha as a special din in Shabbos, just the Gemara in Source 1. So there's two possibilities. So he says, maybe you would say that you'd be chayiv, meaning you told your animal to turn on the lights as if you did it yourself. Okay, and then when the Torah says, lo tasak ha-malacha, etc., v'hemtecha, so here the Torah is saying, okay, we have a special din of Mechamer, and it follows a specific set of rules. So for Shabbos, we kind of, you get off the hook. Meaning, it would have been that you violated Shabbos by asking your animal to turn on the lights. But for Shabbos, there's a little bit of a kula here, right? So it's not as if you, meaning, it would have been as if you turn on the lights, but not for Shabbos, it's only a lav. Right, it's knocked down a little bit because the Torah gave a specific iser with specific guidelines. That's one possibility. The second possibility is that they're two separate situations. The Gemara kind of sounds more like the second possibility, that this isn't exactly the same situation. In the first, meaning in the case in Source 1, what's the prohibition? The prohibition is to stop the animal from eating the grass. So who stopped the animal from eating the grass? The person, right? Or to lead the animal to do kilayim. Who did it? The person. In the second situation, who did the prohibition? The animal, right? So that's why it's a lower level prohibition. The animal is the one who did the malacha. In source one, who did the malacha? The person did the malacha. So that's a clear maisa in the case in Shabbos. It's the animal who did the malacha. So you can't put the person to death for the animal's malacha. Now, either way you cut it, you know, when you ask a machine to turn on the lights, who's doing the malacha? Not the machine. Meaning, if you're going to say that the animal is different, it's only because the animal has some, meaning, it has some discretion to listen to you or not. Meaning, as much as it's not, it doesn't have free will, but it has, you know, it has a brain. It can, you know, it can decide whether to listen to a command or not, to some extent. But a machine is just programmed in advance, and it responds to your commands, not in the same way as an animal, but in the way that it's programmed to in advance. So whatever you do, meaning it's a response to your actions. So you're harnessing the machine. It's not the same as an animal where you do something and the animal acts in response. So whether you go with the first approach that Mechamer just knocks down, so that's not relevant at all because this is not Mechamer. Right? Mechamer doesn't apply to robots or machines or anything like that. And certainly, according to the second approach, you know, we're not dealing with an animal. We're talking about the human's action as opposed to a separate entity. It's the human harnessing the machine. So it seems that either way, we see from source one clearly that you can perform an action with your voice. That's the clear indication from source one, that if you do an action with your voice and something happens as a result, that's considered a malacha. And so that's what we see clear from source number one. And so there isn't much wiggle room there in terms of saying, well, I only did it with my voice. Now, if you don't realize that the thing is on and you happen to trigger it, that's a whole different story. That gets into, Melechus Machsheves and Segresha and what we've discussed in the past. That's a whole different thing. You know, ideally, leaving aside Segresha, it's best to shut the thing off because you don't want to trigger it by accident and have it start playing music or doing whatever in the middle and being in a situation where you're going to have to call over the next door neighbor to unplug it. Or accidentally turn on lights or accidentally set your thermostat to 97 degrees or whatever can be done by accident over Shabbos. So good idea to disable it anyway over Shabbos. But if you don't, you have what we've discussed in the past, the psik reishis l'michle, because pretty much anything you're going to say to it by accident, it's not going to do something which is beneficial to you. So, and then if it does, the b'dievids are too many to discuss in the 2 minutes that we have. Probably a million things can go wrong, but yeah. So, just as a practical note, I think it's much easier to trigger Alexa by accident than it is Google. It's just the reality of it.